Good morning and welcome to this service for the first Sunday in Lent. Lent, for many, is a time of discipline, spiritual discipline, to prepare ourselves to meet Christ again as our risen Saviour on Easter Day. It can be a time of fasting, of giving something up. Or it may be a time to take up something and persevering with it throughout the 40 days until Easter. Yet, for many, the trials and difficulties of living life in lockdown may seem much more wearing than the time-restricted period of Lent. This time seems endless, and it can be so easy to lose sight of the better days to come, and to lose hope. As we explore God's words today, I hope we can rekindle that hope. So let's start by singing together our first hymn, 40 Days and 40 Nights. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Let us confess our sins, remembering before God the times when we have fallen from temptation into sin. We confess to you our selfishness and lack of love. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We confess to you our fear and failure in sharing our faith. Fill us with your Spirit. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We confess to you our stubbornness and lack of trust fill us with your Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins, and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our first reading today is a portion of the story of Noah as he faced a major crisis, a flood that covered the whole earth. It is read by Caroline.
A reading from Genesis, chapter 9, verses 8 to 17. Then God said to Noah, and to his sons with him, Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I made between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Poor Noah. 40 days of continuous rain, cooped up in a wooden boat with hundreds of animals for company. I'm not sure I could manage the smell and the noise. Yet he was following instructions from God. Our next hymn also asks that God will give us our instructions. It's, Be thou my guardian and my guide.
Thank you.
Jesus had his own time of difficulty. Immediately after being baptized by John and hearing confirmation of his status and task, he faced 40 days of difficulty of his own. We hear the story now from Doreen.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is the Gospel of our Lord.
Forty days of rain for Noah. 40 days in the desert, facing hunger, thirst, and temptation for Jesus. 40 years in the wilderness for the Israelites as they left slavery and oppression in Egypt on their way to the Promised Land. We are now 5 days into Lent for this year. Yet perhaps you, like many, feel like we never left Lent last year. Our period of reflection, denial, penitence never found a conclusion last year as we were unable to celebrate Easter. So perhaps our 40 days of Lent are now actually 337 days or 48 weeks. And what a roller coaster those weeks have been. Lockdown, eat out, brief holidays, lockdown, Christmas for one day, and lockdown again. What a time of trial. Yet we need to look beyond this. Some words I found from the Church of Scotland for today can perhaps inspire us. Throughout the land in the past year, rainbows have appeared everywhere, from coloured stones to painted pictures in windows of houses and shops. They've been offered as a sign of hope that all will not be lost and healing will come. They have been associated with gratitude for the work and self-sacrifice of NHS staff and other key workers during the pandemic. The rainbow was always being seen as a sign of inclusion and welcome, forming an arc over people regardless of sexuality or race, as well as finding a place as a symbol of change or of peace across different religions and peoples. In Genesis, it is the sign of the covenant between God and all of the earth, every living creature of all flesh, that the waters shall not again destroy. The rainbow is set in the sky after the flood, not as a sign for humanity, but as a reminder for God, in order that when God sees it, God will remember not to let the flood water destroy life again. So it's not primarily a reminder for us, but rather a sign that reassures us that God remembers us, remembers that even though we go wrong, that the waters will not again overwhelm the earth, for God can see the rainbow. Perhaps then it is all the more poignant that in times of suffering and disease we paint rainbows on windows, stones and pavements as a prayer, or as a reminder to God that all living creatures are not to be lost to the world, but remembered. This is the promise of God on which we rely whenever the heavens open and the waters rise. And there will be echoes of this to come in the baptism of Jesus and being enveloped by water but rising out of it, and symbols of hope and of belonging as the Son is remembered by God. Rainbows do seem to give us hope. In our house, we combined the rainbow with a bear and displayed this in our window. Yes, I know it's a bit cheesy, but it's all that we had. But rainbows can also give us wonderful memories. My wife Heather and I often comment on the beautiful rainbow that we saw whilst on holiday in Ireland. This photograph doesn't do it justice. It was a full arc that you could almost feel. It was gorgeous. It remains deep in our memories. So at this time, let us be aware of the times that God has held us, protected us, led us, comforted us, and guided us. Remember his promises in the rainbow. Remember too Jesus' words that he will always be with us. Don't give up. Lent will finish. Easter will come. Jesus will rise. God's presence will come, and in fact has already come among us. Look for the signs of new life and hope. Amen. We say together in faith, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We believe in God the Father, who created all things. For by his will they were created and have their being. We believe in God the Son, who was slain. For with his blood he purchased us for God, from every tribe and language, from every people and nation. We believe in God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our prayers today are led by Jill. Let us pray.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, let us pray. A prayer of thanksgiving for all the staff at our hospitals, doctors, nurses, physiotherapists, cleaners, porters, who have worked so hard over the last 11 months. The scientists who developed the vaccines in such a short time. For the volunteers who have given their time to help at vaccination centres, making this process run so smoothly. For our local business, Shortscreen, who have made the faster testing kits go out all over the country. For teachers, setting lessons for homeschooling, and parents and grandparents taking on the task of educating our children. Let us pray for anyone we know who is sick in body or mind at this time, and hope they will get all the help they need. For all the bereaved families in our community, especially families who have lost loved ones to this dreadful virus. For troubled countries, Myanmar and the children of the Yemen who are suffering during the war. For our beautiful world and how we can be more careful to care for it for future generations. And a prayer for our families and friends and all whom we love. As Jesus taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
And before our collect for today, let us also give thanks for the life of Ray Dennis, a long-time member of the Bredstall congregation, who passed away on Thursday. May he rest in peace alongside Beryl, in your loving arms, O God. Amen. Now the collect for the first Sunday of Lent. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, fasted 40 days in the wilderness, and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit, and as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Before we finish our service, just a couple of things to say. You may already be aware, but it is hoped that we will restart services in church at both Bredstall and Smalley on the 14th of March, Mothering Sunday, and that Morley Church would be reopened in time for Easter. But this is still dependent on a number of factors, so please check the websites beforehand, and we'll keep you up to date with any latest news. But now, as we carry on the business of being Christ's people in this place and at this time, let's just ask God to be with us. So may Christ give us grace to grow in holiness, to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him. Amen. And may God be with us as we go out into this place. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we close our hymn with a great hymn. Guide me, O thou great Redeemer.